Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're in Mishnah Yashomi. We're learning Parah, Chapter 7, Mishnah 5, and Mishnah 6. HaMemale lo ulchatat, memale es shelo tchila v'kosho ba'esel, v'akachak memale es shel chatas. So if a man collects for himself and for the chatas, he must first collect for himself and fasten it to the pole, and afterwards collect for the chatas. If he collected for the chatas first, and then he collected for himself, puzzle. Nosen es shelo la'acharav, he should put his own behind him, and the chatas is before him. Vim nasen es shel chatas la'acharav, puzzle. But if he puts the chatas after him, behind him, then it's puzzle. Hayushneim shel chatas, noten echad lefanav, echad la'acharav, kasher. But if we're both were for the chatas, and he placed one in front of him and one behind him, it's fit, because anything else is impossible. So if he collects for himself, he intends to collect water for personal use, and also for the sanctification of chatas water, first for himself, attach it to the pole by which the pitchers are carried on his shoulder, and then the chatas, so that he doesn't engage in malacha after collecting for the chatas. Now, if he collected for the chatas first, right, and then for himself, because the water for his own use came in between collecting and sanctifying the chatas, it makes it invalid. And the other way around, obviously, it would be valid, because then there would be no malacha in between. Now, he's putting it in front of himself in order to guard it. The chatas has to be guarded, because otherwise it could be rendered unfit. Now, if he put it behind him, that it's unfit because it's not being guarded. But if he placed two for chatas and one behind him and one in front of him, they're both fit because there's no other way to do it than to place one in front and one behind. Now, some explain that where guarding is a Torah requirement, to do so in front and not behind is a rabbinic restriction. So they did not impose that in an impossible situation where there's no choice but to put one behind and one afterwards. But some read Mifnei She'efshar because it is possible. In other words, he can guard the water behind, tied with that in front, while guarding the water in front. He's also attending to the water behind. But in the opening section where he placed his private water in the rear, we place his private water in front and that of the chatas behind him, he's diverting his attention from the pitcher behind him. And since he can guard the chatat water carefully, but he didn't do so, he didn't put it in front of him, so therefore, since it was possible, it becomes unfit. Mishnah 6. Hamolich es achevel biyado, lidarcho kasher, v'shelo lidarcho pasul. So if a man carries the rope in his hand on his way, it's fit. If it's out of his way, it's unfit. Ze halach liyavne, shlosha moados, ubamoed shlishi hikshir lo horasha. This was brought to Yavna on three festivals, and on the third one, they declared it fit as an ad hoc dispensation. So he borrows a rope from his friend, ties it to the pitcher for collecting the water, and after placing the pitcher on his shoulder, he took the rope to return to his owner. And while returning the rope, he took the regular route with no detour. So because this is not a malacha, it doesn't render the water unfit. But if he went out of his way, since he's carrying the rope by a detour, it is a malacha, and it does render the water unfit. Now, bringing to Yavna on the three festivals. So, if he carried the rope on a detour, and a scholar went on three festivals to consult the sages of Yavna, the Sanhedrin, which was exiled there. So, regarding this malacha, it says that the Jews of Asia came to Yavna in three festivals. And on the third festival, the sages declared the water fit, as a special concession because it was a time of emergency. But normally, going out of the way would have made it unfit. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 7 and Mishnah